So as I just want to welcome everyone, especially all of our visitors, our guests today, as we celebrate baptism, Odin's baptism, and we also celebrate First Holy Communion with our young children today. So let's see how well you guys listen. Let's just come up here and gather around me up here. We're going to talk a little bit about baptism, about the gospel, and also a little bit about Holy Communion. So just gather around, and you guys can have a seat up here. You kids, did you remember at the beginning of Mass, Father went around the church and I sprinkled you with holy water? It reminded us of a sacrament. And the sacrament was the sacrament that you received, the first one. Which one was it? Baptism. It was when you were baptized. And when you were baptized, water was taken, it was poured on your forehead, and we said the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's exactly right. And that's what we did. We went around to remind us of our own baptism. We're going to celebrate Odin's baptism here in a moment. So you need to have that sacrament before you can celebrate your first reconciliation and the one you've come to celebrate today. Now, in the gospel of today, the number three is important. This is the third time Jesus appears to his disciples after he has risen from the dead. He's done it two other times. This is his third time. And on this third occasion, everyone, you have to remember, those of you receiving your first communion, they decided to go and do what, the disciples? They would decide to go do what? They were going fishing. Now, these guys were experts. Remember, they did this for a living. And they fish all night, and they fish all night, and they catch what?
Nothing.
Nothing. You imagine how upset they are, how mad they are, and night's the better time to fish, not the daytime. And all of a sudden, there's someone on shore that they don't recognize. And I can understand that, because when you're in a boat 100 yards away, it's kind of hard to recognize who it might be. But all of a sudden, that voice says, well, throw it out on the other side of the boat, the right side of the boat. No, does it matter? Well, let me tell you something. It does. I fish a lot, kids, a lot. And I remember one time we were up on Lake of the Woods and we were in a fish house. And this house isn't very big. Might be 8 feet by 6 feet. Okay, not that big. Four holes in there, and my dad, myself, my sister, and I, we were all fishing. And my fisher sister was in this one hole and she was catching them. And my dad and I couldn't catch any. So after a while, we kind of got upset. We kicked her out of the hole and we put her in a different hole. Guess what happened? She caught fish again in the holes we were using. Guess what happened to us? We didn't catch anything. Luck was on our side that day. But I can tell you this, I fished many a times. One fishing on one side of the boat, one fishing on the other side of the boat, and for some reason, the one side makes a difference. Okay? Sides sometimes do make a difference. But all of a sudden, they could have said, oh, you fool up there on shore, we're not going to listen to you. Why? But they do it. They do it. And what happens? Do they catch a couple, or was it a big bunch? Big bunch. So much that they were scared the net was going to tear, but it didn't. Okay? And all of a sudden, what happens? They realize then that it's Jesus, and they go to shore. And Jesus feeds them. He's going to feed you here in a minute. But he feeds them fish and bread. Okay? And when he does that, we come back to that number three. Jesus pulls Peter aside and he asks him this question. Peter, do you love me? Now, Peter had denied Jesus before Jesus died. In other words, he said, I don't know him. Do you remember how many times he did it? Three times. I don't know him. Did you listen today how many times Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Three times. Do you love me? That's right. If you denied him three times, let's get him back on track three times. So I'm going to ask you the same question. Jesus came to you and asked you, do you love me? What would you say? If he said it a second time, do you love me? What are you going to say? How about a third time? Do you love me? Yeah. Okay. So what does that mean, you love him? We're going to come back to that here in a moment. Now, today you're here to receive another, a great sacrament. And it's today you've come to celebrate which one? Your what? First Holy Communion. So today, who do you receive? Who do you receive? Jesus. Jesus' body and blood. That's right. When you come forward, it'll still look like bread, still look like wine, but we say it is truly Jesus' body and his blood. Now, listen carefully. That means today, when you receive him, Jesus is going to be part of you. And he's going to go through every part of your being, and he's going to look for anything that isn't of him. Any sins. Because if Jesus is going to live in you, we can't have sin living side by side with Jesus, can we? That just isn't going to work. So now you know, kids, that when you do something wrong and all of a sudden you feel bad about it, Jesus is telling you. If you lie and you think you got away with it, but inside you're going, this isn't right, Jesus is talking to you now. Okay? He's taking over. Okay? So many times we say when we receive Jesus, he becomes part of us. Here's the more important thing. He lives through us. He lives through us. He's our feet, our hands, what we say. Okay? That's it. So, if that's the case, you receive him today, we're to be about him. Give me some examples of things that would say, I believe in Jesus. Can you give me some examples? Can you give me some examples? What are some things that you should do? You guys are in second grade. What are some things that you should do? Never skip Mass. Good. What else? Don't fight with your brothers and sisters. What else? Don't fight with anyone. Don't argue with your parents. Here's a good one. Parents tell you to do something. Well, Jesus isn't going to allow the... All right? That doesn't work, does it? We are to do it. All right? Guess what? If you do to mom and dad, are they going to say something to you? Oh, that's great. You don't have to do it. They're going to tell you, get to it. Right? All right? That's what we mean. And that's what happens today. Okay? Because ultimately, what we are called to do is we are called to do what today? Do you blank me? Fill in the blank. Do you Jesus, L-O-V-E, do you love me? That's what we're called to do, okay? So you're ready to do this, guys? Done a great job studying, okay? So remember now, as he becomes a part of you, he's going to live through you. And remember, any time from now on, all of a sudden you sin and you don't feel right, or you sin and you think you get away with it and you don't feel right, now you know why. Because Jesus is in there with that sin and says that sin isn't going to live in here. Okay? We can't have it. So go forth and love. All right? But first, let's watch Odin Baptism. Let's remember where it all started for you today. Okay? So good job there, kids. Go back to your seat. So with that, family, why don't you bring Odin, parents, godparents, Odin forward at this time, and let's celebrate the power of baptism this day.